Hi, I'm Don Berwick. I'm a pediatrician and I'm the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. At CMS, we're committed to providing our 100 million beneficiaries with better care, better health, and lower costs through improving their care today and into the future. That's the way to get the high-quality, sustainable healthcare system we all want, not by cutting back on care or by slimming down on coverage, but rather by making healthcare better. It just stands to reason. And healthcare, as in so many parts of our lives, doing things right is less costly in the long run than doing things wrong. The Accountable Care Organization, or ACO, is one excellent example of how this can work. The idea at the heart of the ACO concept is that we can lower costs by providing better, more coordinated care for patients. That's not a new idea. The ACO offers a simple and a reasonable deal to providers of care in Medicare. If they're able to achieve savings by improving care, then they can share in those savings. Now, I know you're working day in and day out with patients to improve care, but unfortunately, the payment incentives that we set up here in Washington don't always line up with that goal. They make your work harder. ACOs aim to better align those incentives, and that's important. The ACOs we want and we need are not just a new way to pay for care. They offer new and better ways to deliver care. We've proposed a way of structuring ACOs in a proposed rule that we released earlier in the spring, and we've been hosting feedback sessions with physicians and hospitals and patient advocates and others, and your input's been crucial in the comment period. Some of you are raring already to become an ACO. You're ready now. And for those of you who want to be able to participate now, whether you're a large system or a small group practice, we've launched a new Pioneer ACO program. It's an accelerated pathway to forming an ACO for providers who are already ahead of the pack in coordinated care. You can form a Medicare ACO even before the final ACO regulations go into effect. But others of you are on a learning curve. We've heard you when you told us that some hospitals and doctor groups lack ready access to capital for ACO infrastructure and for staff to coordinate care, for example, when we issued our proposed rule. So we've proposed making upfront payments to a subset of providers who want to form ACOs but who lack the resources to create one. And our CMS Innovation Center will also offer a series of ACO learning sessions for providers who want to learn how to build ACOs. You don't have to participate in an ACO learning session to form an ACO, but these sessions could help you gain the knowledge that you need to set up an ACO. We've been really impressed by the level of engagement on this topic. People sense that we are, in this country, at the threshold of an important and productive change. I'd ask you to go to www.cms.gov/sharedsavingsprogram to learn more about what we're proposing. Done right, ACOs will be one important turning point for our healthcare, and we want to make it possible for you to get on board if you wish to as soon as you can. Thank you.